4 DOS, AJ 4MO, will you copy?
I'll need your radio check.
Radio check.
Okay.
WDJW
mobile.
Give me 2A check, sir.
How are you?
I'm good. Just left the recording studio. Heading back to the house. Gosh, it's hot out here.
Just got out. I headed down to Wild Wings, Wild Aces in Greer to get some Wild Wings.
Oh, that's right down by me. Okay, well, not really. I'm a little outside of town.
Where you live. One day, every time I think I got it figured out in my head, I'm wrong. Anyway, getting some wings for the race that's supposed to start in about 40 minutes.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, and now, how do you go, do you go down Buncombe Road and you go across 29, and how do you get there?
90 right now till I hit Wade Hampton, and then I'll go east on Wade Hampton till I hit, Pleasant something road, I can't put up. Whatever that road is that takes you down into the center of Greer. Then I go right through the center of Greer and start going out toward Highway 14, but I turn to the right to go to Wild Aces before I get there.
Yeah, right by Andy's there, you kind of make that little jog to the right. Oh my gosh, I can't even think of the name of the darn thing. I'll think of it.
It's right past that place that turn off to go to the Select restaurant, which I've been to one time. I didn't even know that place existed.
Oh, yeah, that's Poinsett.
Yeah, that's the road I was trying to think of. Go down Poinsett. Go past Dr. Cooper's dentistry, go past the police office and the fire department, go past the red light in the center of town, start going down toward the hot spot, but turn right before you get there.
Oh, I know where it is. Now, if you take 14 out of town and you cross over Wade Hampton, and you know where Taylor's Road comes up?
I used to hang out around that area a lot when I was a lot younger. I used to ride my bicycle over it there from Taylor's to let my pigeons out, and then I'd turn around and ride my bike back to Eastside High School over there, Avon Park at Eastside High School where Jimmy lives. So I'd leave over there at Avon Park, and I'd go to where you're talking about. I'd let my pigeons out, and then I'd race back home really quick, and they'd be home by the time I got there.
Wow, okay. That's pretty cool. I haven't done that before. Yeah, well, anyway, if you go out and right where Taylor's Road comes in, I'm off on the right in that neighborhood there.
All right. Is your address on QRZ? I could probably look it up there and see precisely.
Yes, it is.
So you're on the south side of Wade Hampton, too, same as Jimmy.
No. I'm on the north side. Like I said, where Taylor's Road is and CCC Camp. No, I'm on the... If you're going towards Landrum, I'm on that side of 29.
Not too deep, though, right? Not too far north of 29.
All right, I'm in a real bad area. I can't hear the repeater right now. Give me a second. Let me get away from this red light.
What with AJW Mobile?
How you doing, Dave? AJ40N Mobile.
Hey, Bobby. I'm doing good. Getting ready for the race. Going to get some Wild Wings. Wild Aces. How about you? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm not in large right now. I'm out toward that Piedmont out this way. I'm supposed to get a phone call from the fella that's wanting to get rid of that mic. I've been waiting on him to call me, but I ain't heard nothing out of him.
Is that one that you found on the swamp net?
Yes, sir.
I figure as much. Gary's got a lot of good stuff on there.
They got a hold of Gary, and Gary said he was supposed to call me after church, and I've been waiting. I figured I'd ride up this way just in case he calls, and I don't know if he goes to church, and maybe if he's not, hadn't gotten out, or what's going on, Gary.
Long-winded preacher. All the way to 1:30, that's about an hour and a half past the end, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it don't bother me none because, think about it, I live in Aura, and here's the thing, it's 15 minutes for me to hit Simpsonville. Simpsonville to here is only 12 miles, so, I mean, it's not really that far for me there, Greg.
Okay, what kind of mic you picking up? A desk mic or a hand mic?
It's supposed to be an ICM for Icon 7300s and stuff like that there, go ahead.
Is that a desk mic?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Actually, it's like one of those boom mics or something, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. That's where I put my mic on a boom. It makes it a lot more convenient. When you're done with it, you just push it away. It goes away.
It's in Greer, so that's up toward Greer up there, and I'm over here toward Greenville, so that's pretty good round trip for the repeater there, Greer.
Yeah, we're both going further to the repeater than we are apart.
I'm back in there. KP2A checks us.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I'm on Church Street right now in Greenville, just passing the new building, getting into the construction. You know, they got the bridge, half the bridge is being worked on, coming up where, Harris Teeter and all that is.
I go through there when I go get treatments, and it narrows down on you really fast. You got to have somebody really, if you're not in the right lane, you could be in trouble.
Yeah, you'd be turning into downtown. And hello to the other station there. Go ahead, why don't you pick it up once, KB28 checks this.
Good afternoon to you. It's America, Japan, 4 Echo November. Name is Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby, name here is Dave, KB2, Hotel X-Ray Sierra, HXS. I'm on here from time to time.
Well, if you catch me on 2-meter FM, it's a miracle there sometimes. I mainly stay on 5-band no matter where I'm at there, Glenn.
Anyway, I want you to go ahead and talk it out. I'm just negotiating traffic here downtown.
Still waiting, or are you still going to your destination?
No, I'm sitting up here at a gas station right outside of Piedmont over here. I figured I'd give him a minute to see if he's going to call or anything like that. And I called Gary to see if he would answer. Gary, he didn't answer the phone. He went straight to voicemail, so I figured he might, the gentleman, I don't know, he didn't give out his phone number or whatever, however may be the case. But anyway, I had talked to Gary, and Gary called him, and he said he was supposed to get back with me. He called me after church, there, Gary.
I set up for the race, too. He usually watches the race on Sunday as well.
Yes, sir. I don't watch the race too much no more. I usually do a lot of other stuff. Right now, with the afternoons like they are, you have to kind of take a break from the radio and take a break from outside because, I think right now I was looking at my thermometer on the truck, it was 90 degrees outside.
At the airfield yesterday at this time, and it was 91 degrees. By the time I got the third flight in, they take about 12 minutes apiece, I was drenched in sweat. I had 20 degrees and no wind. And standing out in the sunshine, 30 minutes of that, 40 minutes of that, that's all I can handle.
I'll try to get my walk in the mornings or late in the evenings. One of the two choices, either it's early morning with the daylight, or it's at nighttime after I get off of work, I'll walk around there's a church on the other side of the road from me there. They got a big, like a quarter mile track over there. I'll walk around that thing one time, and then I just do that for exercise, Greg.
Do that with the dogs about 12 times a day. They like to go outside a lot. And we make a trip around the house every time, sometimes two, sometimes three trips around the house, instead of going up the road and back on the hot pavement with their little puppy pads on their feet. But, Bobby, I'm about to turn in here and hunt for a parking space, so I'm going to let you go. Dave still should be over there for a little while. Pick it up with him. Carry on while you wait. I hope you find your guy with the microphone today. HA4EN, W4DJW.
Well, I hope he shows up too, because if I head back to the house and he ain't called me, I guess he might still have to hold on to that mic, because it's bad business as far as I'm concerned.
I'm hunting a parking space, W4DJW.
Oh, yeah, mobile.
I got a few minutes to go home. Is it AJ4 Echo Mike? Is that what it is?
Echo November.
E-N. Okay. I'm sorry about that. Didn't mean to mess it up. Well, Bobby, it's good to make your acquaintance there. And you hang out on sideband. We're talking HF, or do you do VHF sideband?
I made one of them. 2 meter, 440, 1296, all the way down to 160, good.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, I've got HF set up. I got to do some work on my tower at the house here when the weather cools off a little bit. I got to raise my, I put a G5 RV up and the ladder line is touching the ground. It's too much on the ground. I got to get it raised up a bit.
What kind of antenna was it again, now?
That's a G5 RV, just a wire antenna. I don't run any big power or nothing. I run 100 watts and a wire, basically. And I have a sidearm on my tower, but I got to raise the sidearm about 10 feet to get the ladder line off the ground.
I don't know. I used to run an all Santa Fe dipole when I first got into it, but then after that, I got into doing beans and stuff like that. I started out making when I say beans, I was doing quads. And then, yeah, after 20 meters, 40-meter quad was something else. I had to take that thing down. I just, it kept wanting to break all the time. So I just built a quarter wave out of wire, out of SO239, drug it up in a tree, and the base of it's about 20 foot off the ground. It works good for 40 meters.
Oh, yeah. No, my G5RV tunes up pretty good. I got an auto-tuner built into my radio. It's a Kenwood TS450AT, which has the antenna tuner built in. But, again, I don't run but more than 100 watts or whatever, and it does really well.
I got you. Yeah, what, last night? I think it was last night. Yeah, it was last night. Night before last. I think it was night before last. I worked into the Marshall Islands. Worked into Oldman and Georgia. When I say Georgia, I'm talking about Asia now, not South Carolina. And then I worked into Saudi Arabia. Well, actually, I was coming home on the mobile in the middle of the night, about 9 o'clock or so. I worked 7 Zulu 1 Victor Delta mobile in this mobile headed down the road there, right?
Oh, gotcha. I'm coming into a bad area here. I'm on Wade Hampton. Right by Pleasantburg, so I'm going to probably drop in and out here for a minute.
Oh, so good there.
Give me a second to get through this. KB2HXS mobile.
All right, AJ4N, standing by.
But I think I'm back now. I think I can hear the machine again.
Here, AJ4N mobile.
Yeah, I wonder if Dave called his order in and he's walking out to the car, or if he's got to order him and then wait.
Oh, I got there. Go ahead.
That'd be 4DJW. That's what I did.
Not bad. I lost the repeater again. Hang on one second.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, the output of the repeater is really, I don't think it's running full output. His area is down here on Wade Hampton, down here, I guess, South Taylor's area. Gets a little spotty. I think I'm in it now.
Them buildings over there, yeah, it's going to be a lot of attenuation.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to, kind of blocked by Paris Mountain a little bit, too.
W4DJW.
Go ahead.
Night 4. Well, I didn't. My wife ordered them. I'm just the guy that goes and picks them up. But, yeah, they had them ready when I got there.
All right, I'm saying, you playing Uber today, or not Uber, DoorDash. You playing DoorDash today, go ahead.
Farm.
Yeah, she paid for them. Get them and eat them.
Oh, don't forget, I know where you live. I can come by the house.
They'll probably all be gone by the time you get there, though.
I don't know. I got a pretty heavy foot.
Yeah, too. Is he still racing boats?
Actually, down in Myrtle Beach with his RV having a vacation. You can probably catch him on the South Carolina Heart Network. He's got his HT down there. He goes into the Merle's Inlet machine. But he'll be home on the 26th, which is Thursday. And then he and I have an install that following Monday on the 30th.
He's taking any boats with him down there?
I don't believe this is a boat trip, no. This is just regular camping RV. I think the sun comes down, the grandkids come down. I don't believe this is a boat trip, not this one.
I guess it's going to meet him down there. Well, that's pretty cool. He doesn't get on this repeater near as much as he used to. I don't know. Maybe you're working him too hard.
No, he takes too many darn vacations. I'm trying to get him back here. I've been swamped this last week. You kidding me? I've been jumping through my what's here trying to catch up.
Well, good for him. He's taking a lot of vacations. As soon as my wife quits work, we're going to be doing that too.
When you can, just enjoy life. That's all I can say.
But him and his wife do that all the time. And he's saying, you got to enjoy life some. But my wife, she can't quit working.
Well, listen, I don't want to leave Bobby out there. Bobby, you want to get in there and say something. But, yeah, no, take your vacation when you can, man. Enjoy life. Don't stress yourself.
I'm fine. I'm just listening to y'all. Go ahead.
Right over there, about to get off of, what was the name of that road that you figured out? Palmetto? Is that it? Anyway, there's a red light right there right before you get to White Hampton. It is really noisy on my radio.
Poinsett,
that's it. Got to remember the name of the flowers.
Camping shop is right there. Andy's right on the corner there.
That's a new one that took the place of where Ryan's used to be, or part of Ryan's used to be.
We've been up here at least 5 years, but we love going in and getting concrete once in a while.
Anything there. I remember when they were building it, though. It hadn't been that long ago, has it?
I couldn't tell you. I can hear you on the input. I'm up, coming up to Reed School Road here.
Turn my power down?
And I couldn't see the S meter, but you were in there nice and clean, no noise. I don't know. Do you have a button that you can flip to the input easy?
On that tone on there so that noise that's not coming from the repeater doesn't trigger my radio, unless somebody else already triggered the repeater, which triggered the radio, then it does. The repeater outputs at 88.5 tones, so if you want to block out, like, noise, you can turn that CTCS tone on your radio, and you don't have to listen to that noise unless somebody, you know, opens it up by talking on the repeater, and then you hear it.
For my radio and decode? Okay, I didn't know that. 88.
That's just so that you don't have to hear other noise. Like, there are people that are talking on other repeaters, and you know you get that troposphere ducting, and sometimes comes in, you can hear them. Especially Johnson City, Tennessee, used to be really bad. It's not as bad. But, yeah, you turn that 88.5 on, and you only hear what's coming out of this repeater.
Okay, I have to give that a try. Definitely we'll try that. Yep, just past St. Mark's Road. I think it's St. Mark's? Yeah, I think it's St. Mark's.
Get White Hampton onto 290, 101, going north. So I'm running parallel to St. Mark's. You're up there where I get dry cleaning done.
I'm coming up to, I think it's this little Spanish store, fireworks store up here on the left.
It's next. You just go straight on through all the way to Greer.
Well, what I do is I turn left there at Lowe's where Dairy Queen is right there, and I make that left and go in the back way. Man, that light at Buncombe in 29, man, is terrible. I hate that light.
When I was in high school back in the 70s, in the mid-70s, it was East North Street and 291, South Pleasantburg, was the busiest intersection in Greenville. Yeah, you never wanted to go through that intersection. And now, I don't ever get stopped. I go straight through that intersection every time I go through there.
Yeah, up here, like I say, by Dairy Queen and come around the back way. I get on 290, then up Taylor's Road, and it cuts off all that nonsense there by Buncombe and the QT. And that's a mess. If you're not careful, you're not watching. And people come right across or turn out of the QT right in front of you, and bam, you're calling your insurance company.
Gas stations I went to when I was hunting gas during Helene. I waited right there for hours for my turn to get gasoline in line. I only had like 2 gas cans, so I had to go out more times than I would have liked to.
Florida, bringing up my generator, I already had 4 or 5 gallon cans, already full. I got the fuel supplement in there, that stuff. And I was ready for Helene.
Now, I have 3 5-gallons and 1 2.5-gallon for, you know, the oil that has to be mixed with gasoline. But, yeah, that makes it a lot better. I swap mine out every now and then. Like every 6 months, I just dump it in her car or my car, and I go fill them up again.
We'll see the gas between our lawnmowers, edgers, and every once in a while we'll throw 5 gallons in the car just so it doesn't sit too long. Anyway, I'm coming around the back way here. I just passed Lowe's and the ice cream, that place, Dairy Queen. I'm getting a call from the wife. Let me get out of here, gentlemen. I'll be back. KB2HXS.
W4DJ, W Mobile.
I'm over here. I'm kind of waiting. I figured I'd see if Gary called me back, see if he might have called him to remind him he's supposed to give me a shout there.
You give him a call on this repeater, he might be listening.
Talking about Gary?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was phoned a while ago, but he didn't come back. KF4DOS, this is AJ4N. You out there listening?
19 minutes till the race starts, so he's probably not. I'm getting ready to turn in the driveway here, so good talking to you. I wish you luck with your mic, AJ4EN, W4DJW.
Well, y'all have a good one there. Take care and enjoy the race. AJ4EN Mobile, clear.